class on the disappearance day of Sri Narottam Das Thakur, given in ISKCON Groshala, Vrindavan, on 28th of October
2010. Translation is lamentation due to separation from the Lord and His associates. Here, lamentation due to separation from the Lord associate. Who is the associate? Today?
Sarupa.
Anuhai? Narottam Das Thakur. Also Sarupa. Huh?
Srinivas.
So,
Ramachandra.
And now, Narottam Das Thakur, kotha theke shuru gan gora ne boli thake ki the Narottam Das Thakur has got many prayers are very powerful. Depending on your heart's condition or position, Lord also reciprocates. This is very sweet. Krishna consciousness means find difficulty with your sunlight. We can sit at some different angle. Shall I? What do you say? Find difficulty facing? Huh? If there is difficulty, well, then we will sit little at an angle. Maybe this angle from that angle. So, Narottam Das Thakur, a story goes like that. It is said, Narottam Das in his life, son of a, that place is still there in Bangladesh. We can, actually, now this is 8:25. Can we go till 9:25? Have some time, yeah? There will be prasad, huh? We can get there. So, again, have time. Give the little sketch of Narottam Das Thakur's life. He was born in a place at present Bangladesh, on the bank of the river, a branch of Ganga is called Padma River. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going once to Bangladesh. It is said, some say, that when he was taking bath, he was calling out Narottam's name. Narottam, in short, usually father, mother, dear and near ones, everybody's actual name officially, sometimes it's a short, very sweet, just like Krishna, his dear ones, maybe mother said, Kana, Kanaya, others said like that, Kanu, like that. So Narottam Das Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking bath in Padma, some say, he was calling out, Naru, Naru, Naru. Some say, Narottam, Narottam. Then other parshad could understand, we don't know anybody, Mahaprabhu's dear and near, all his parshad associates, as Narottam or Naru. Narottam Das Thakur is jivan. Okay, Bangla is very good. He is saying, I am going to tell you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must carry a very dear associate, otherwise on his own telling, and he is, we know, he hasn't got any associates. Associates are like his near and dear ones. So no Narottam. Maybe he is in future coming. So they think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left love of Godhead. Somewhere in Padma is called Premtholi. Place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left love of Godhead for Narottam. Still people go there. And from Narottam Thakur, he has come from a family who are almost like a king, big zamindar. And his childhood, he showed symptoms that he is a great devotee. And though his father and mother doesn't want, but he went away to Vrindavan. And then, of course, he came back. He didn't stay in Vrindavan. Later on, he will be going to many places. Where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates are there, by that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, Advaita, many of them disappear from this material world. You bolcho na? Thank you. বাংলা বুঝেন তো উড়িয়া ই টেল ইন ইংলিশ সো নরোত্তম দাস ঠাকুর visiting many places. One wonderful story is, it is said in one book, Narahari Sarkar, Narottam Bilas. There are many pastimes of Narottam Thakur there. One place is when Narottam was, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is how to remember Krishna. His mood is, who can tell what is called technically? Then Bhagavad Viraha. Feeling separation from Krishna, you remember Krishna and render devotional service. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught the gopis, worshipping Krishna, serving Krishna, in this feeling, that feeling separation from Krishna. Krishna has gone to Mathura, and what Radharani is feeling, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, all the gopis, cowherd boy. The feeling separation, remembering. Our goal is how to remember Krishna spontaneously, all the time at time, and serving. Narottam Thakur will be going different places, Mayapur. See, all the great Vaishnavas, they are still living. Everybody loved him with affection. They treated him with affection and love. He went to Jagannath Puri. Everybody treated him with love and affection. He was everywhere. He was crying. He said, "I am so unfortunate. I couldn't. At that time, I was not born to see Nityananda, to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and others, Advaita." They are consoling him. Just like he is saying, Kya Nilo Premo Dhano. This is song of Narottam Das. Huh? So Narottam is teaching us how to feel separation. Our heart should cry like that. At present our heart is not crying because we have got other aspiration within our heart. That is why we are not crying. That is why Narottam Das later on says, Vishaya Chariya Karo Siddha. Vishaya means object of senses, enjoyment. Something is gross, something is subtle. Subtle is love, puja, pudishta, position, adoration, power, all these things. He cannot, difficult for him to become devotee. Maybe external devotee, of course, to love, but to become recognized by Krishna is difficult. How can we recognize? There it is saying. What should be our heart? So, Narottam Das Thakur, so when he was, Lord always reciprocated with his devotee, and this is so sweet. This is very sweet. This is called Chit Bilas. Because devotional service belongs to the spiritual world. Whatever you are doing, actually spiritual world, this thing happens. We are here practicing. So if we do it very sincerely, still now, we can come to the spiritual plane, you can understand how spiritual world is. But common people cannot see it. Common people think, we are doing with chamar, we are cooking rice dal, eating rice dal, sabji, oh, I am also eating. You cannot understand. When somebody is haunted by a ghost, he thinks everybody is haunted. Somebody is mad, he thinks the whole world is mad. He cannot understand. So Narottam Das Thakur, thus he gave us wonderful literature. How to develop love of Godhead. It is said by our Acharya that when Narottam Das Thakur wrote all these things, it is nothing but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling. It is not Narottam Das Thakur is telling. Looks like Narottam Das Thakur. Actually, all the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in detail, they are given by Narottam Das Thakur, Acharya tell, because it's revealed within the heart. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The many incidents, better I will go to Narottam Das Thakur's song and what Prabhupada explained. We read, so that instead of I tell, we know what Prabhupada says better. Of course, we repeat what Prabhupada says. So it is easy if somebody is sincere to advance in Krishna consciousness. It is difficult for a person who is not practicing exactly. So, one incident I tell, how nice. When Narottam was crying like that, he went once to Lord Nityananda's place, Ekchakadham. He's always lamenting, crying, oh, I could not be born at that time, I could have association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, I am such a unfortunate guy, and crying, and going. Actually, whole devotional service is crying. Whole devotional service is crying. Unfortunately, we cannot cry artificially. You have seen sometimes artificial, of course, some cry. You give him money, then money talks. Money is sweeter than honey. And some guy died. I heard in India, sometimes it is good to people want to see you are feeling separation. So somebody died, they hire some people. And the ladies put their ghungat, ghunta cover. You still here in Vrindavan, you see ladies. And they hired some people as if they are men, they are family members. And they go to take the body and all are crying. And God knows what they are actually crying. Artificially you cannot cry. But you get something, money sweeter than honey in the pocket. So devotees also like that. Sometimes they do anything. They are called sahajya. Don't be sahajya. Be sincere. So Narottam is crying, so Narottam felt. So he went to Akchaka and he found an old man asking, very old, Why are you crying? What happened to you, darling? Come here. You're a young boy, why crying? Then he said, I am so unfortunate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Nityananda. They read so much Sankirtan movement and everybody is so joyful. They feel the presence of Krishna. They are associated with Krishna. I couldn't do that. He said, I am such a fool. When I get that opportunity, I said, never mind, darling. Come with me. Why? He said, I saw Nityananda. I saw him. I see you are a very old man. Yes, yes. I know what Nityananda did. You want to come and see with me? Shall I show you? Yes, yes, please. Then he is showing. Here Nityananda was born, his father and mother used to live. Oh, really, really. He's listening. More he listens, more he is so much feeling relief and enlightened and joy. Sometimes crying, sometimes he is joyful. So that man, old man, showing here, they're showing. After showing him, most of them, then he doesn't find that. He liked that man very much by that time. He see, as much as remembering Nityananda and his pastime places, hearing from such person, ideal person, we see Uddhava here Uddhav came to Vrindavan talking about Krishna, and Nanda Maharaj talking and Mother Yashoda listening, Mother Yashoda tears rolling down and from her breast milk coming and whole cloth, her dress, wait, she is not aware. Whole day gone, whole afternoon, evening, night gone, they are not aware. And Uddhav said, I think, who can worship Krishna, serve Krishna like you? You are so fortunate, Nanda Mama and Mother Yashoda Maya. Then still they are crying and the devotees are coming from Brajavasi, other gopis, early in the morning to see, and they pay dandavat to great devotee Nanda Baba, Mother Yashoda. They can, oh, whole night gone? This is Krishna consciousness. We are, hey, time, prasadam, let us go. How can, if we release this thing, like so much, serving Krishna, hearing Krishna Katha, talking Krishna Katha, we forget our bodily demand. We are advancing. We enjoy it so much. So, actually, later on he came to, he sees Santai, he is not there. So he is missing very much, feeling his separation. Why is that old man come? He's so nice, talk about Nityananda. So I feel Nityananda is with us. Again he came. Where have you been? I was just here and there. And ultimately when he couldn't find him, and he is missing very much Nityananda and crying, where that old man come? Instead of Nityananda, he is thinking of that. Then later, after shortly, he could understand, maybe Nityananda, out of mercy, passed compassion for him, came here as an old man to relieve, give me some relief, I can feel some consolation, showing me around each place. Then again, sometimes he is laughing, he is crying. This is spiritual life. This is. But unfortunately, we maybe have got, we are crying for something else. Maharaj, this is my Gopal. Who is this? This is my grandson. This is my Gopal. So he will go to that Gopal. He won't go to actual Gopal in the spiritual world. This is our situation. We are attached to our body and our things. We are attached to the material, temporary. That is why we are not feeling all these things. How to feel? The Prabhupada is telling in the purport. Please, we are reading. Please, you listen. Some of his song of Nityananda Nartam Das Thakur is pouring out what he realized. With Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling how to make advancement in your life and enjoy the bliss as Nartam did, as two Brahmin story, Sakshi Gopal. How Sakhi Gopal is talking to the Brahmin boy and the old man prayed to Krishna, Gopal, you do something which is not possible, but you can do, so that my wife doesn't commit suicide, my son doesn't go to beat that boy, very nice boy, I want to give to my daughter his hand, he's a very nice boy, he served me so much, but I didn't ask him, so I like to make him like my son, give my daughter, so both can happen. And Prabhupada says, these two Brahmins, actually they are pure devotees. How Krishna is talking? Is Krishna is talking to us? Krishna is praying to the here, Krishna, Radha Shyam Sundar there, Krishna Balaram Gaur Nitai, sometimes Radha Diti there. You pray, you find Krishna is fulfilling your desire? Huh?
Yes,
he said, yes, he is fortunate.
Haribo.
Some you find Krishna, but it's up to you, it is not machine. Krishna is not a machine. He knows your heart. He comes in dream. Radhani comes in dream. Some devotee, many devotees have. Huh? You are fortunate. You come. You may not come to everybody. Do you understand? So, shall we read some song? One is small purport. Some are bigger. So don't mind. You read again this today, if we cannot finish it, the purport Prabhupada explaining. Very nice. The four Prabhupada has got purport. You read, start from the small.
Huh?
Go to Akpada. So read first one. I won't say much. Little if you have got, don't ask too many questions, because then you lose the sweetness. Just accept it. Gauranga bolite habe, Puba sings that. Pulaka sarira. Anybody chant Hare Krishna, feel your hair standing? That is perfection. Lalosa moi prarthana. Lalosa means lobh, greediness. Somebody greedy. Prarthana means prayer to the Lord. When I will chant the name of Ha Gauranga? So that your hair will stand up. Now our hair may stand up by taking gulab jam. Then how can he have that thing? Tell me. So it's a Gauranga Pulaka Sori. Hari Hari Bolite na ni Hari. When he chant the name, holy name of Krishna, tears swollen. Sometimes this happens to devotee. In the beginning or other, when he become feeling pure, alone you chant, sometimes really, but we are sometimes so many misery, so many, you know, separation from others, material, worldly things, we feel crying. Then how can we cry for Krishna? If we are sincere, when the core of our heart chant Hare Krishna, sometimes it happens to devotee. But when most of the time happens, then we understand our heart is getting clean. Our heart is getting clean. আর কবে নিতাই চাঁদের করুণা হইবে সংসার বাসনা মোর কবে তুচ্ছ হবে বিষয় ছাড়িয়া কবে শুদ্ধ হবে মন কবে হাম হেরব শ্রী বৃন্দাবন উই আর থিঙ্কিং বাই বাইং টিকেট কামিং টু বৃন্দাবন নো স্যার ইউ ক্যানট রিয়েলাইজ বৃন্দাবন দ্যাট To realize Vrindavan, this is spiritual world. One prime minister of a country came to the spiritual abode of the Lord. When the Lord has appeared, he said, what is this? It's all swear everywhere from the stool room. Stool. This is stinking. This is God's place. I don't want to enter this. Then Prabhupada said, Krishna created this by Maya so that not everybody can come here. You think you get nice house? Huh? Air condition, so many facilities. This is not Vrindavan. By the sense gratification, that is not Vrindavan. What Krishna gives, you be happy with that. It's bare necessity. Then Radharani will allow you to stay here. Otherwise, get lost. Some devotees here long time. They are fortunate. Whether boy or girl, doesn't matter. Live very simply, you can stay. Don't do aparad to any living entity. I come here, go. Prabhupada said, if you think you can make mistake, hurt anybody, don't stay long. Come and go. I live very simple, don't hurt anybody, don't commit offense, you can stay. But both you will get benefit. What Guru says you do, what is suited to you. Forcibly I say, I will leave Vrindavan, buy ticket and somewhere they're staying. Kabakap, chakachak, delicious, food is mine. Let us go to Lai Bazaar, nice rabdi. I asked Prabhupada, said, Suhag, rabdi? I said, Prabhupada is very dead. Can we give it to yes! This is meant for Krishna, this is king's food. Give it to Krishna. A devotee on. Let us go some very palatable dishes. Then you cannot see Krishna, you cannot see Vrindavan. In the early days we used to take 3 times only khichdi. Sometimes you can't digest. How can 3 times morning breakfast khichdi? No sabji. Sometimes. Noon time khichdi. Maybe some kumbra, pumpkin inside. Even at night there's no milk, nothing. রূপা রঘুনাথ পদে হইবে আকুতি কবে হাম বুঝব সে যুগল পিরতি রূপা রঘুনাথ পদে রহুমর আস প্রার্থনা করে সদা নরোত্তম দাস পারপোর্ট রিট রিট স্লোলি So in case I make a sound, you stop. I say little few words. There's not much time. Time is running out like anything.
So was sung by Narottam Das Thakur.
Everybody can hear? Otherwise come there. He said loudly to come in the middle. Time is running out already. 12 to 9. If I make sound, you stop. If I make comment.
This song was sung by Narottam Das Thakur, a great devotee and acharya in the Gauriya Vaishnav Sampradaya, the disciplic succession coming down from Lord Chaitanya. Narottam Das Thakur has written many songs which are recognized as authoritative by all Vaishnavas. He has sung these songs in simple Bengali language, but the purport, the deep meaning of his songs is very significant. In this song, he says, Gauranga bolite hobe pulaka sariro. One has attained the perfection of chanting when, as soon as he chants the name of Lord Gauranga, who initiated this Sankirtana movement, at once there is shivering in his body.
Stop. So, who likes chanting? Raise hand. You like chanting. So, you like chanting. So, you will know whether progressing, you see feeling. Then, you like chanting. Do you feel like chanting more? Huh? Who likes chanting? Please tell me. Yeah, so when you chant round, do you feel like chanting more? This is good. Who else? Do you feel like chanting more?
Yes.
This is good. If it's real, don't tell lie. Tell the truth. Then this is
not always.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Not always.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Yes. It is natural for most cases. But if somebody all the time, I feel like chanting more, very good, especially early in the morning. Prabhupada said. Somebody asked Prabhupada, what is the year of chanting? If I chant more, Prabhupada said, you feel like chanting more? Yes, then it's good, you are developing attachment. You are liking. This is liking, otherwise you are not liking. Okay, next. So, the perfection is when you feel shivering. Here standing up, crying, all this thing. That may be a long way to go. But sometime may happen. Okay, Chan.
This is not to be imitated.
This is not to be imitated. Don't artificial. Oh, there's some sahajiya there. He said he is rolling. The competition. They said people are not looking at us. We have to load. There are some people will give us money. What? You go some places, there are all gaudiyas. And there are many sahajiyas. They're showing their tears coming, they're rolling down the ground. This is all show business. Prabhupada never did that. He say saintly person, they're feeling all these things, they don't show it in front of people. Alone doing good. But sometime one cannot control. Sometimes. That's okay. Prabhupada sometimes. But in front of his disciples, suddenly he stopped. He cannot speak. Okay. Prabhupada was chanting in Jai Radha Madhava, like that. Then what it means, Prabhupada suddenly stopped for some time and he won't say anything, talk, he's giving class. Later on devotee asked Prabhupada, what happened? Prabhupada said, exactly these things what is written in the Narottam Das Thakur says, happening in the spiritual world. You qualify yourself, you can realize that. Qualify. Now we are not qualified, so we are not realizing. But you are qualified, you will find to the deity chanting, dancing, he will reciprocate to you. Thereby you will know there is a spiritual world. This is spiritual. It is a spiritual plane. That you have to be fortunate. Krishna knows your heart. Krishna knows the heart of everybody. Accordingly, he reciprocates. He said, Je jatha mam prabodhante, according to your surrender and purity, I also reciprocate. So outside people cannot see it. Only the devotee can realize. Make sense? Okay.
This is not to be imitated.
But
Narottam Das Thakur is asking, When will that opportune moment come to us? When there will be severing of the body as soon as we chant Lord Gauranga's name. And after the severing, Hari Hari Bolite Noyane Babe Nira. While chanting Hare Krishna, there will be tears in the eyes.
This sometimes happens to devotees. Not always.
Then he says, Ar kobe nitai chan koruna hoibe. We are all asking about the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda is supposed to be the original spiritual master. So we have to approach Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, through the mercy of Lord Nityananda. What is the symptom of a person who has achieved the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda?
I see. Now sometimes we are rendering devotional service. What for? To get the kripa of Gaur Nitai. How do I know I have got the, who has got the kripa of Gaur Nitai? Answering here. Listen very carefully.
What is the symptom of a person who has achieved the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda? Narottam Das Thakur says that the symptom of one who has actually received the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda is that he has no more material desire.
Now who is free from material desire? Raise hand. You are at least honest, so we have got hope. Very good. Okay.
Ar kobe nitai chande karuna hoibe, sangsara basana mor kobe tuchho hobe.
Listen, very important.
Sangsara basana means desire for material enjoyment. And Narottam Das wonders when it will become very insignificant. Of course, as long as we have bodies, we have to accept so many material things, but not in the spirit of enjoyment, but only to keep body and soul together.
In this connection, I tell what Prabhupada said. Somebody got married, then after some time, coming to his guru and said, I don't like this samsara. Oh, I've got vairagya. Oh, what do you want? I want to take sannyas. Really you want to take sannyas? Sannyas is not dress. It's not dress and danda is not sannyas. Sannyas means you become detached from, what he said?
Material enjoyment.
He is real sannyasi. Over some time, many of my girls, my disciples, they collect so much money, but they don't keep anything, a penny, in their pocket. They are no less than sannyasi, he says. Real sannyasi, not dress sannyasi. So one has to ask, how much I become a brahmachari, how much I become a brahmachari, sannyasi, not sannyasi, Brahmin, not Brahmin, disciple, not disciple. One should see, everything is there in the scripture. Who is a real sannyasi? Who is a real Vaishnava is there. Then another one, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, when Raghunath Das Goswami, who was very much attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from a little boy, Haridas Thakur took him to Advaita Acharya's house and saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He liked it. He nice sannyasi, effulgent, chanting, dancing. He doesn't like to go back to his house. But his father Maharaj, only one son. They don't like, now there are so many like that. Now. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, again he ran away, his father, mother catch him and bring him. Because they are filthy rich people. One of the richest maybe in Bengal at that time. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to him, at heart Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very pleased with Raghunath Das. Raghunath Das loves him and he also loved him. And then he said, Raghunath, listen. Markat vairagya na kara lok dekhaiya. Artificially, I won't eat. Good thing, I won't look at something I shouldn't look, artificially it won't work. The people will then praise him. Jathajagya vishay bhunja. Jathajagya means just what is necessary. Vishay bhunja, what is object of senses, you take some, but be at heart, become detached. Don't be attached to. So Prabhupada told that man, you really want to dance sannyas? All right. Who will take care of your wife? Who will take care of your children? I don't like this answer, I don't like. Bhagavat Gita understand, he doesn't like to take responsibility. Huh? He don't want to take responsibility. Okay, then Bhagavat said, okay, sannyas means be detached. So don't think your wife your object of enjoyment and your son. You remain detached from them and take care that they are responsible, then you are a sannyasi. Otherwise you take danda and dress, you get worship others and people carry out your order, you think, I am big guy. And you will fall down. You go to hell. I bring Mahaprasad. Palatable dish, cup of cup. I am danda. Then danda become thanda. Danda become thanda. Better at heart become sannyas. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is anasakta here. Go back home and act what your father says, get married. Hey, father brought him a very exquisitely beautiful girl as his wife, like Apsara, angels in heaven, like that. And he has got so much money, so many servants, opulent. But at heart, he remained, he said, if you remain at heart, detached from all these things, the property and money dealing, all these things, you remain just as to please your father, mother, you do. But at heart, remain attached to Krishna and detached from all these things. You will find soon Krishna is within the heart, understanding, he will save you from this materialistic way of life. Really? Yes. Then he was acting, one day he got the chance and went back. That you did, time is grace. How he, Krishna helped him by Nityananda's grace. He served Vaishnava, Nityananda Prabhu and other, feed them nicely, prasad, this, that. Nityananda told, Nityananda said, very soon you will find, you will get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and become his associates and you become free from the material entanglement. That is happened. Now, he did perfect.
Narottam Das.
Everybody find difficulty in facing the sun, we can sit otherwise in the shade little. Huh? Huh? Better, he says. Shall we go in the little shade? You put your back toward the sun. Put that way. Like, huh? Otherwise, I can see it. I'm not saying. Hurry up. Time is running out. You're already
나로탐 다스 says further, Rupa Raghunath pade hoi be akuti. When shall I be very much eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis? Akuti means eagerness. Because Rupa Goswami is the father of devotional service, he has written a book called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in which there are nice directions on devotional service. These topics are also dealt with in Chaitanya Charitamrita and other books, and we have given the summary of those directions in our book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. One has to learn of the conjugal loving affairs of Radha Krishna through the teachings of these six Goswamis. Narottam Das Thakur directs us not to try to understand the conjugal love of Radha Krishna by our own endeavor. We should try to understand this jugala piriti, conjugal love, under the direction of the Goswamis.
Yeah.
As long as the mind is too much absorbed in materialistic thought, one cannot enter into the kingdom of Vrindavan.
So you can ask ourselves, you know, if you are not realizing this is spiritual world, why? Because of materialistic thought you have. Materialistic thought means sense gratification. Either gross sense gratification with the tongue, nose, ear, all the senses, other subtle. I want to have power, name, fame, adoration, worship. This is subtle. So, go to another one. Any question or comment? Everything is a sense about devotional service. If somebody wants to make advance in soul, they are in these songs. And Prabhupada explained them. So we can get it from here. There is another song. It's called Gaurangero Duti Pado, Jardhana Sampado. There are four songs and four purport. Today, if we can, as much as you can now read, we'll tell, if in noontime you go to Narottam Das's place, here, his Samadhi, Titi, we can read the other portion. If we can make it. Do you think you can go in noontime to Radha Gokulananda or near Radha, near Radharaman? And one is, this is called his deity, somewhere you call Ganka, Godji. There, somewhere near, little distance from there, it is near towards the Jamuna from Ranganath Mandir. We'll see. First you go to Radha Gokulananda if you can. What time is suitable? 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock, many can go. The riksha there. The deity of Narottam Das Thakur there. Something. You know Radharaman, where one of the Goswami, Loknath, Sri Rupa Sanatana Bhatta, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Shila, Narayan Shila, turned into, manifested into Krishna. Everybody knows how he desired. And there you walk down a little. Maybe 1-2 minutes. May not be 1 minute.
Just down the road.
Down the road. From here to the... Yes. Not that tree. Maybe that... That tank. After there you walk the street. There is Radha Gokulananda. There is his Samadhi there. His deity there. They say Samadhi. I don't know. Maybe Pushpa Samadhi. Where deity is there. So, Prabhupada said, these songs are all the Siddhanta. All the Shastric Siddhanta. What is it? So, this is one. He read the... song, he said, glories of Gauranga. In Narottam Das Thakur said. So, there are others. Oh, how many is purport? 1, 2, 3, 4. Others less? It's two pages. Maybe. This one, 1.5. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara Mole. We read this one and purport. Better read the purport. Acha, maybe we read the song quickly, 20 minutes there, no?
20 minutes.
Read the song. This is a prayer to the lotus feet of Gauranga. Prabhupada said, these are all prarthana. Prarthana means prayer to the Lord. Prayer is very powerful. Depending on your purity and surrender, Krishna will reveal. So, Narottam Das Thakur was saying, how to pray? Say a prayer to the Lord, lotus feet of Sri Gauranga. Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness become very simple and also can become very difficult. It becomes simple. How? If you follow the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his parshad, associates, and become difficult if you, on your own, other method you follow. So, how to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Here is a prayer. Please, listen, this is Narottam Das Thakur says.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo More Toma Bina Ke Dayalu Jagat Sangsare.
These are hard. It is not an official that all together praying, it's okay. But when you are alone, you can pray like this. That I am telling to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feelingly, then he will be much happy. That is private.
Patita pavana hetu tab avatar masam patita prabhu na paibe aar.
He is telling how we should feel. We should feel I am most fallen. But usually we feel to brahmachari kami. He is thinking, oh, I am senior. Why he is not paying me obeisance? No, no, I am not going to be obeisance part. Shall I be obeisance? like that. So be careful. You really make advancement, you feel I am fallen more. Then it doesn't matter, I am senior, junior, I am sannyasi, this, that, that. He can make it.
Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Avalokana Karo Ami Varo Dukhi.
He actually feels like that. We don't feel. But we should think like that. Feel. But we are not feeling, unfortunately. So we can learn from this.
Daya Karo Sitapati Adaita Gosai Tab Kripa Vale Pai Chaitanya Nitai. Haha Sarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunatha Bhatta Juga Sri Jivaha Prabhu Lokanatha Daya Karo Sri Acharya Prabhu Sri Nivas Ramachandra Sangamage Narottam Das.
You always want to have association of other devotees. Now, you read the purport. Purport told by Prabhupada. I don't want to say better what Prabhupada is saying. Listen.
This is a song composed by Narottam Das Thakur. He prays to Lord Chaitanya, "My dear Lord, please be merciful to me, because who can be more merciful than your Lordship within these three worlds?" Actually, this is a fact. Not only Narottam Das Thakur, but Rupa Goswami also prayed to Lord Chaitanya in this way. At the time of the first meeting of Lord Chaitanya and Rupa Goswami at Prayag, Allahabad, Srila Rupa Goswami said, "My dear Lord, you are the most munificent of all incarnations."
Who can tell that mantra? Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate
Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namye Yodhichite Namaha.
Prabhupada said, Chariya Vaishnav Seva Nishtar Kechika. Devotional service, real devotional service starts when you become liberated, free from material attraction. How many of us can tell, I am free from material attraction completely? Please raise hand. At least you are honest. So you have got hope. Please raise.
Huh? I said half.
Not half. Very good. If it's really you have got half, you can boy that go. Very good. No?
My dear Lord, you are the most munificent of all incarnations because you are distributing love of Krishna, Krishna consciousness. When Krishna was personally present, he simply asked us to surrender, but he did not distribute himself so easily. He made conditions. First of all, you surrender. But this incarnation, Lord,
who can say what is surrender? What is surrender has got some points. Who can say how many points? 6 points. Quickly, please say. Each one is raising hand. Out of six, you tell first one. Speak loudly.
Accept favorable thing in Krishna consciousness.
Accept what is favorable in Krishna consciousness. Favorable in Krishna consciousness is association with the devotee. Say. So you always associate with the devotee. This is favorable. We associate with materialist, unfavorable. You reject that. You should take prasad only. That is favorable. You should not take outside thing. How much palatable is this ice cream, samosa, kochori, this, that. No. Pizza, pasta, Coca-Cola, I don't know. There is not favorable. Reject. There are four more.
Completely depend on Lord Krishna.
That is good, but 6 point or something, more clearly you tell.
So, accept the Lord shall only maintain and protect.
Yeah. These are two. You shall have complete faith that Krishna will protect me. There are many incidents. Time is short, otherwise Maybe there will tell. I am making it short now. Ramanujacharya, from his early, as a little boy, he used to bring water to the deity, just carrying water. Krishna says, Salpamopiyasya dharma, if you do little service to Krishna, you can be saved from the greatest danger. When he was in danger, later on in his life, not then old man, he's little school boy. Before that, he was doing that when he was a little boy. So one day he was in danger, some people are planning to kill him. And how Lord and his consort, Hiranya consort, Lakshmi Narayan, came in disguise of a hunter catching birds, they say, actually they are not like, they came in the dress of a hunter in the dead of night, at night, very dark, appeared to him, and he again served them, his consort, to Lakshmi Devi. And they are so pleased, they saved him from the danger. That story, sometime later will tell you, if you remind me. See, if you do little service, so if you all the time do service, how much benefit you will get? Our goal is to develop love of Godhead. And this thing automatically, these are phau. Phau means it has a byproduct. Extra. There is nothing. So you can make your faith strong. So the avasya rakhibe kisa, Krishna will protect you and Krishna will also maintain you. We see Prabhupada went with nothing to America, has no even ticket. He's in a cargo ship and he went there. He started a movement with 40 rupees. That 40 rupees, when Prabhupada left the body, still was there. But Krishna sent him 40 crores in 10 years. So he is maintaining. He has got temple, 250 to 20 devotees. Minimum 25 devotees in a small temple. And big temple, 250 devotees. And every day, their food, their clothing, their lodging. Where does it come from? Krishna is sending. So this is maintaining. And fifth and sixth is, we should have always, what we see? We see what is the interest of Krishna. We see the interest of Krishna. Krishna sartha dekhte hobe. And last is, we should think ourselves, I am most fallen. Some acharya says, you want diksha from me? Okay. Find out, bring something which is most fallen, most sinful and all this thing. Then he is bringing many things, and he was not satisfied. Then one guy came, he said, I find out from this, from judging everything, I am most sick. Then he accepted and disciple. That is why many take initiation, later on it doesn't work. Because written Prabhupada in his book, who is ideal disciple? Who is ideal guru? Who is ideal Brahmin? Who is ideal sannyasi? Who is ideal Vaishnava? Everything is there. We should judge. Then you can become, okay. Thank you.
But this incarnation, Lord Chaitanya, although Krishna himself makes no such condition, he simply distributes, take love of Krishna. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is approved as the most munificent incarnation. Narottam Das Thakur says, please be merciful to me. You are so magnanimous because you have seen the fallen souls of this age and you are very much compassionate to them. But you should know also that I am the most fallen. No one is more greatly fallen than me. Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar.
Is he most fallen? No. He is teaching us. He actually feels he is fallen. We don't feel fallen. We think I will deliver him, I will make him bhakta, I will do this, I will do that. Not thinking. I did in the past so many times. Then he can become purified. So somebody came to the Guru and said, I am most fallen, I am worst in the whole world. Guru said, you don't think like that. Do not think, don't say. Do you feel like that? It is easy to say, but feeling the fire, you really feel, you will be pure, you will become pure. That is why he is teaching. Krishnadas Kobira said, I am living lower than one of the Goswami, lower than Jagai Madai. Once I am lower than even worm, even refuse of our body. But he feels like that. He feels like that. Actually, Bhava said, actually he is not that. Because he is writing Chaitanya Chaitamita Krishnadas Kobira, who is a postgraduate course. For a Vaishnava to develop love of Godhead, he can read that book and understand. So, he is actually setting example. How, if we want to become a Vaishnava, how we should think. Our heart should feel like that. That is our purpose. So let us see how our heart is feeling. And according to we are becoming like that, Krishna is within the heart. He is reciprocated. Alright.
Then he prays to Lord Nityananda. He says, Haha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi.
The Kashaya Desh, Kashaya Purva said, most mature.
I Purva's mercy and Purva's desire. He tells them, Nihau Ma, how are you?
How? All right.
The Chinese language.
Yes,
yes. Yes, yes. And so-so. All right. And sometimes Nityananda Dham took them, kiss to them.
Then he prays to Lord Nityananda. He says, Ha ha Prabhu Nityananda, Premananda Sukhi. My dear Lord Nityananda, you are always joyful in spiritual bliss. Since you always appear very happy, I have come to you because I am most unhappy. If you kindly put your glance over me, I may also become happy. Then he prays to Advaita Prabhu. Daya Koro Sitapati Advaita Gosai. Advaita's Prabhu's wife name was Sita. Therefore, he is sometimes addressed as Sitapati. Thus, Narottam Das Thakur prays, My dear Advaita Prabhu, husband of Sita, you are so kind. Please be kind to me. If you are kind to me, naturally, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda will also be kind to me.
See what goes.
Actually, Advaita Prabhu invited Lord Chaitanya to come down. When Advaita Prabhu saw that the fallen souls were all engaged simply in sense gratificatory processes, not understanding Krishna consciousness.
That sense gratifying process, not understanding. The moment you are into sense gratification, you cannot understand this. How much you give lecture, become big, there is some story like that. There is one big scholar, Prabhupada said, he knows so much scripture, giving lecture, so many followers listening, and he asked Narad Muni, please ask God, when I go back to him, I am doing so many followers, I study so much scripture, this, that. And another cobbler, he's repairing shoe and he's chanting Hare Krishna. Then Krishna said, Lord said, this one who is chanting Hare Krishna cobbler, he will come very soon. But that scholar I cannot tell. It is said, one who has become a scholar, one who comes from a big family, an aristocratic family, associated with Rambhadra Prabhu ki!
Yeah!
What you are taking away? Not showing us.
I captured Krishna.
Look, he's carrying Krishna.
I'm taking him home with me.
Taking him home with him. Like what is that? Nanda Baba. And Vasudev.
I'm not doing anything about it. I'm taking him from Vrindavan.
He's taking from Vrindavan to Newark.
Yes.
Making Newark Vrindavan. He's going to show.
Haribo!
Krishna Bhagavan ki!
Yeah.
See, he's showing us Krishna.
Real Vrajavasi.
Real Vrajavasi!
Govardhana Dari Gopal.
Govardhana Dari Gopal. To me, appears like Mahaprabhu. I don't know. Govardhana Dari Gopal ki!
Yeah. Radhe,
Radhe. Radhe, Radhe. Nitai, Nitai.
Nitai,
Nitai. How much is that? This one. Finish it. Any question or comment? Please listen. What for? No,
just
a little while. Let him go.
He's coming here.
When Advaita Prabhu saw that the fallen souls were all engaged simply in sense gratificatory processes, not understanding Krishna consciousness, he felt very much compassionate towards the fallen souls, and he also felt himself incapable of claiming them all. He therefore prayed to Lord Krishna, Please come yourself. Without your personal presence, it is not possible to deliver these fallen souls. Thus, by his invitation, Lord Chaitanya appeared. Naturally, Narottam Das Thakur prays to Advaita Prabhu, "If you will be kind to me, naturally, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda also will be kind to me."
So Baba said, Narottam Das Thakur said, "Chhariya Vaishnav Seva Nistar Pechga." If you want to get the mercy of Krishna, you have to go through the experienced pure devotees. You know, directly I want to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No. Even Raghunath Das Goswami went through Haridas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu, then got the mercy of Krishna. So we have to do like that. Otherwise Krishna thinks this guy is proud, very proud. One is proud, he can go to Krishna. So for finish? Little. Okay. Finish it because time is running out.
Then he prays to the Goswamis, "Haha Swarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunath." Swarup refers to Swarup Damodar, the personal secretary of Lord Chaitanya. He was always with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and immediately arranged for whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. Two personal attendants, Swarup Damodar and Govinda, were always constantly with Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur also prays to Swarup Damodar and then to the six Goswamis. The next disciples of Lord Chaitanya, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Bhatta Raghunath Goswami, Sri Gopala Bhatta Goswami, Sri Jeeva Goswami and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. These six Goswamis were directly instructed by Lord Chaitanya to spread this movement of Krishna consciousness. Narottam Das Thakur also prays for their mercy. After the six Goswamis, the next Acharya was Srinivas Acharya. Actually, Narottam Das Thakur was in the disciplic succession after Srinivas Acharya and was almost his contemporary. And Narottam Das Thakur's personal friend was Ramachandra Chakravarti. Therefore, he prays, "I always desire the company of Ramachandra." He desires a devotee's company. The whole process is that we should always pray for the mercy of the superior Acharyas and keep company with pure devotees. Then it will be easier for us to advance in Krishna consciousness and receive the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna. This is the sum and substance of this song sung by Narottam Das Thakur.
So any question or comment? Otherwise you finish. You see, Prabhupada said ISKCON is made so that you always associate with devotee. The moment association is of paramount importance. You associate with sadhu, you remain sadhu, you don't fall down. And sub, a advanced devotee. We still can associate with Prabhupada following his instruction. Or his those who associated with him and followed his instruction, you associate with him and follow his instruction. Otherwise, difficult to make progress. Any question, any comment? Otherwise we go for our other service. Prasad Seva. How do you think of Krishna 24 hours? Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is there. You engage all your senses. Each sense has got something to do. Eyes, something to do. You see Vrindavan, you see the spiritual world, you see the deity. Don't look at other things. With your mind, think of things related to Krishna. Do some service to Krishna, become absorbed. Eat only Krishna prasad. When you're going now, after this, where you go? To Krishna. Sometimes, no, I will go outside, eat. Then fall down. Thinking of service of Krishna devotee, is as good as thinking of Krishna. No difference. So, you are talking of Krishna. This is also thinking of Krishna. You understand? But if the sum of the senses, I am sitting in Krishna Katha, I am thinking something else. This is show business. You are not in Krishna Katha, so you are thinking of something else, isn't it? You are standing in front of deity, but you are thinking not of the Radha Krishna. What Krishna can do? Yeah? You have got a free will. You have got some independence. Where your mind is going, there will be your destination. You are going that direction, not going to Krishna. Make sense? Any more question? Any more comment? Somebody asked Prabhupada, "I see, we are also going to charge this, that, doing.
Why your boys look so joyful and bright-faced boys and girls? Prabhupada, this is symptom. This is Krishna, God consciousness. You are God conscious, God is full of joy, you will become joyful. You will become always happy. God has no anxiety, tension, all these things, misery. If you have, that means you are not Krishna conscious, you are not properly practicing Krishna consciousness. Maybe doing mind is somewhere else. Then what can Krishna do? You understand? This is the price you have to give. You have to practice. Mind going, again doing that. Any question? Any comment? This is sadhana. This will happen sometime. You try, Krishna help. Any question? Any comment? No. So you go. Now you do prasad seva. This is again seva. But you say prasad khawa. You never say prasad khawa. You understand? Why prasad seva? Seva means which pleases Krishna. Are you eating what is provided by the devotee or Krishna? What you, I like this, only I eat that. But if Krishna doesn't like, then you will go there where those things are available. It may not be available in the spiritual world. Then what will happen? You will go to the spiritual world? No. Again come back there where that is available. And chant Hare Krishna. What do you want? Hare Krishna. Let us go.
Here, to begin with, you heard from me.